those in the medical field, medical professionals, they are angels on earth. We, or our loved one, look to them to take care of us, to support us, to keep us alive. But what if one of them does the exact opposite? News out of the UK, 32-year-old Lucy Letby, a one-time nurse at a children's neonatal unit in Manchester, is accused of taking the life of 7 babies, 5 boys and 2 girls, between June of 2015 and June of 2016. Letby is also allegedly responsible for trying to kill 10 additional infants while caring for them in the neonatal unit of the hospital. Absolutely tragic news continues on. There were multiple ways that Letby allegedly murdered these babies. Local prosecuting attorney says it is a hospital like so many others in the UK, but unlike many other hospitals in the UK, and unlike many other neonatal units in the UK, within the neonatal unit at the Countess for Chester Hospital, a poisoner was at work, he said. 17 children in all collapsed, 7 of them passing away. Letby has pleaded not guilty. She was first arrested on suspicion of committing the crimes back in 2018, according to a local police statement in the UK. One of the infants was allegedly force-fed massive amounts of milk by Letby. An on-call consultant in the neonatal unit has testified in court that he was called in 3:30 a.m. because the infant had a very large projectile vomit, court documents say. This was not something I had witnessed before, doctor said. The baby's vomit ended up on a chair that was several feet away. I can't recall a baby vomiting as far as the floor. I certainly can't recall a baby vomiting that distance, he continued. It is quite extraordinary. There is something very, very unusual going on for the infant to throw up in this way. Reports went on to show that the infant had received far more milk than prescribed down her nasal tube. A note with disturbing words on it was found in Letby's home, saying in part, I'm a horrible, evil person. I'm not good enough. I am evil. I did this. Prosecutor in court said, well, ladies and gentlemen, that in a nutshell is your task in this case. Whether or not she did these dreadful things is the decision you will have to make when you have heard all the evidence. True crime.